Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming at you with another edition of the Weekend Podium. Weekend Podium is a little segment that I started last weekend as a way of looking at least what I consider to be the top three biggest stories of the past racing weekend. I appreciate you taking the time to give it a listen, and I hope that after you do, you go on to Twitter, find my Twitter account at RichardAllenIDR, or look on the InsideDirtRacing.com Facebook page and offer your views there. So, again, thanks for taking a listen to it, and let's see what I consider to be the top three biggest stories of this past racing weekend. I'm going to go with number one, Jimmy Owens picking up the win in the Jackson 100 at the Brownstown Speedway. It's his second career win in that race at Brownstown, and he picked up a very cool $20,000 for that win. It's kind of an interesting season for Owens. He's picked up some nice wins this year, a couple of $10,000 Shaver's Oil Spring National wins to be exact, but had not won a points-paying Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race until Saturday night at Brownstown. So that was interesting, especially for the 2020 series champion to have gone this deep into the season and not won. But it's not like Owens has had slow cars. I mean, they've had speed all throughout the year, as he's pointed out in numerous interviews, that the cars have been fast and the crew's been on top of things. They just haven't found a way to end the night in victory lane as often as I'm sure they would like to. So that's it was certainly a good thing for Owens to finally pick up that first big win. I know it had to be a little frustrating to have gone this far without one, but now they've kind of gotten off that little slump, so maybe they'll pick up a few more. But speaking of being frustrated, on Friday night, Owens showed some frustration like you rarely see from him. He's usually a very mild-mannered guy, seeming not to say he's not a fierce competitor, because he is, but you don't normally see him get as angry as he appeared to on Friday when Devin Gilpin put a slide job pass on him and kind of went awry with it, basically ended up in the nose of Jimmy's car. And then as they went into the next set of turns, Jimmy showed his displeasure by delivering what turned out to be a knockout punch for both of those cars as he got into Gilpin, and both cars went spinning, and both of them wound up retired from the race that night. So you don't see Jimmy react that way. So it obviously is something that really got under his skin for him to retaliate in the way that he did. I'm not sure I ever remember Owens reacting that way before, but nonetheless, I'm sure all was well as they packed up to leave from Indiana over the weekend with that extra $20,000 and a very nice trophy. It was Jimmy's second career win in the Jackson 100, and it never hurts to win those big prestigious races, and also, of course, never hurts to collect those big paychecks. And then, speaking of big paychecks, that takes me to my number two story of the weekend. Joseph Joyner down in Louisiana at the Super B Speedway won a $50,000 604 crate late model race. That's biggest payday I recall for anybody getting for a crate late model race. So that was really something for a promoter to take that kind of a chance, to put that big of money up for crate late models. And Joseph Joyner and that Hunt the Front crew, they certainly have made some splashes here and there, and this was definitely a big splash that they were able to get there. Joseph took the lead early on in that race and then led about 60-65 laps of it to go ahead and pick up that big lucrative win. Now, what's going to be interesting to me to see is after such a big race with such a big payday, if any other promoters might be willing to also take that leap and offer such a big payment for 604 crate race such as that. So it'll be interesting to see going forward as well. And then lastly, my third story, we've already talked about Owens winning the Jackson 100 at Brownstown, but almost as interesting as Owens winning was who wasn't at Brownstown over the weekend. Jonathan Davenport came into the weekend second in Lucas Oil Series points, but was a no-show for the three-race weekend up there in Indiana. Reporting on his Twitter page that a couple of his crew guys had gotten sick and wound up testing positive for COVID. So he and the rest of the crew went and got tested as well. And then Davenport reported that even though he feels fine, he did test positive for COVID-19. So he opted to not go to the Brownstown weekend because of that. So I'm sure that everybody is hoping this coronavirus stuff will go away sooner rather than later. I don't think anybody's feels otherwise on that, but the way things are going, I'm not sure that it's going to. I sure hope it does, but in the meantime, it seems like I'm seeing more and more requests for prayers for friends and loved ones on social media who have been afflicted by it. So I'm, like I said, I'm hopeful that we see the end of it before much longer. But in the meantime, I think it's very important for us to be as careful as we can. And I know that in a lot of dirt racing pit areas, I don't see a lot of precautions being taken. So I hope that some of these positive tests and people being sick will cause us to think a little more carefully about how we're taking care of ourselves here during this very difficult time. But those are my top three stories of the racing weekend. Jimmy Owens picking up the win, the Jackson 100. Joseph Joyner with a huge crate late model win down at Super B Speedway in Louisiana. And then Jonathan Davenport reporting a positive test for COVID-19 and having to miss the weekend at Brownstown. I appreciate you taking the time to give it a listen. I certainly also appreciate, Michael Motes and I both do, that you take time out of your day to check up on InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com, and certainly do hope that you'll continue to do that as well. Also, check us out on Twitter, as I said before, at Richard Allen IDR on Twitter and Instagram, for that matter, and we also have the InsideDirtRacing.com Facebook page. So until next week, this is it for the Weekend Podium. Thanks for giving it a listen. I hope you have a great week.